أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الملك القدوس السلام المؤمن المهيمن العزيز الجبار المتكبر سبحان الله عما يشركون. As mentioned yesterday, we should always remember in every day after Fajr, after Maghrib, we should read these three ayats of the Quran Sharif, and before that three times A'udhu billahi as-sami'il 'alim minash shaitanir rajim. A person who does that, 70,000 farishtas, angels, make dua for him. And whenever he dies, and he had read that, he will die as a shaheed. So there are great, great virtues in these ayats. So now further, Allah Ta'ala explains himself again. Huwa Allahu alladhi la ilaha illa hu. This came in the previous ayat also. It is He, Allah, that if you want the reality of deen, bring Him into your life. Let Allah be in your heart. Let Allah be in your life. And there is no other deity, there is no other power, there is no other object of worship besides Him. It is only He. And Allah Ta'ala is the one that at one time there was nothing, only Allah was there. Again a time will come when Allah will destroy everything and it will be only Allah Ta'ala. So Allah is the ever living, He is Al-Hayy, He has been living since ever and lives forever. Al-Qayyum, He is the one who keeps the people alive, who keeps things alive. Everything is in the hands of Allah, we should turn to Him. Then great qualities of Allah Ta'ala, Allah has mentioned here, Al-Malik, wo Badshah hai. He is the absolute king. And not a prime minister or a president who is also governed by rules, but he is that king that there are no rules that govern him. He makes rules, but there is no one and nothing that can govern Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. In fact, even taqdeer, our taqdeer is written. But if it comes in the Hadith Sharif, there is nothing that can change taqdeer but dua. So even if something bad, we should make this dua also. If something bad is written for us in the future, by dua, it can change. It doesn't mean that taqdeer, 100%, it will just be as it is. In that case, taqdeer is above Allah Ta'ala. That Allah Ta'ala cannot change the taqdeer of a person also. And there are many instances that when people supplicated, were humble in front of Allah, cried to Allah, Allah changed their destiny and their future. So Allah is that absolute king who does as He pleases, and nobody can do anything against that. In fact, the Allah Ta'ala, for the day of Qiyamah, Allah said, Maliki Yawmiddin. He is the king, He is the owner of the day of Qiyamah, not Qadhi Yawmiddin. He isn't the judge. A judge is also governed by rules, the rules of the country, etc. The evidence that is laid according to that, the judge is governed by that. But Allah is not governed by anything. He is the absolute, He is the highest. There is nothing that governs Allah Ta'ala. Al-Quddus, Pak Zat, Sab Uyub Se. And He is that being that in the past also He is completely free of any weakness, of any fault. Allah Ta'ala, na'udhu billah, wasn't first like a little baby that couldn't eat and slowly grew up and came to power. Allah Ta'ala wasn't that little baby that couldn't do anything for itself, that was dependent totally upon the elders, the mother, the father, etc. Or that Allah got any weakness or any sickness that he had or anything like that. Nothing like that. Not a single fault. Allah is since ever and since then. Fault is out of the question. And in fact it is bare adabi to use the word fault for Allah Ta'ala. It is that Allah is free from any weakness also, anything. For us to understand, these little explanations have to be given. As-salam. Salim hai. Allah Ta'ala is that one who is in the future also. There is no fear of any weakness coming in Allah. No sickness that perhaps you don't know what you are diagnosed with. that na'uzu billah, that Allah will become sick, na'uzu billah, with cancer or something. There is no question of that. There is no question of old age with Allah Ta'ala. That a person is healthy, but now everything is old age. No, Allah is free from that also. He is as great as He was since ever, and He will forever remain as great as He is. Nothing can change anything in Allah Ta'ala. Also, Allama Alusi rahmatullahi alayh gives the meaning of as-salam. It is that being that keeps his friends, the awliya, in salamat. And in that way, the la khawfun alayhim wa la hum yahzanun, then they are saved from all types of things that put fear in them. In fact, they are the Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, when they came to Africa, then they ordered the animals of the jungles to leave the place. They said, we are going to inhabit this place now, and you people leave. And eyewitnesses report that they saw a lion going with its cubs and going away. A snake with its little ones and they are going away. So that is when Allah, and if we want these, as mentioned yesterday also, we must just press that button. Read As-Salamu quite often. And see that how Allah Ta'ala gives salamity to a person. Allah Ta'ala will protect him, and then he'll have no fear from any mukhawif, anyone who wants to put fear in him, whether it is the ruler of the time or the government of the time, that person will have no fear whatsoever. Al-Mu'min, aman dene wala. And Allah is the being that gives aman, who gives peace and security. Al-Mu'min, Allah Ta'ala gives peace and security to his people. Al-Muhaymin, bana mein lene wala. And any ill fate that came to a person, a problem came to a person, whether it's a financial problem, a domestic problem, a health problem, and a person is involved in a problem, the more he will read Al-Muhaymin, Allah will remove that problem from him. Because the problem that has in Al-Mu'min, Allah saves you from problems in the future. Where you haven't got problems, and we keep on reading the name, therefore we should try and come into the habit of reading the 99 names of Allah Ta'ala on a daily basis. May Allah give us all tawfiq. So problems, Allah saves us from problems which are to come. And if a problem has come already, then Al-Muhaymin, and Allah will remove that. Al-Aziz, Zabardast, Allah is the most powerful. Al-Ghalibu ala kulli shay, wa la yaghlibuhu shay'un. He is that being that he will overpower any and everything in the world. All the forces of the world of all times can get together, and all the brains can plot and plan against Allah Ta'ala. But Allah, just with a stroke of a pen, just by His one command, will overpower everything. And the whole world can get together. Everyone. And na'uzu billah, which is impossible. Even if the malaika have to renegade against Allah Ta'ala, everything cannot overpower Allah, cannot even put any fear, any worry in Allah Ta'ala. Allah is that great being. Al-Mutakabbir, Sahibe Azmat, Allah Al-Jabbar, Dabawwala. Allah Ta'ala is that being. Al-Jabbar, the meaning is that the bad conditions of a person, of a people, of a country, Allah is the one who changes them into good conditions. Like what the Arabs were before, Allah was the one who transformed them. As a poet says, jo khud raah pe nahi the, wo auron ke haadi ban gaye. Those are the people, the Sahaba, who themselves were not on the right path, but they became the guides of other people. Wo kya nazar thi jisne murdo ko masiha kar diya. What was the gaze and the tawajjuh of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam? That those who were dead, that means they had such terrible qualities, they gave life to other people. They brought them back to life, to true life. So Allah is the one who does this all. So Allah Ta'ala is that being. And also Al-Jabbar is that being who mends broken bones. Bones that break, Allah is the one who mends them. The bad condition, for example, floods come in a place. Droughts come and the place is devastated. There is nothing. But when Allah wants to, then He makes that whole place come alive again. And like everything is carrying on in that place again. Their business is carrying on. People are moving about everything. But when floods came, how he devastated everything. So Allah is Al-Jabbar. That the things that bigri hui, cheezo ko phir banane wala. The things that have been completely destroyed, Allah makes them again. Al-Mutakabbir, sahibi azmat. Allah Ta'ala is that great being. Mutakabbir, at the literal translation, is a proud person. And Allah Ta'ala is the only being that has the right to be proud. If we borrow our friend's car and we are driving around and boasting about it, we got no right to boast. It's not ours, it's somebody else's. And if we are living, for example, in a posh house, but it's somebody else's, they allowed us to use it, so we can't boast about it. Whatever we got is not ours. Allah gave it to us. If we boasting about our intellect, about our money, about our brains, anything, it is Allah given. And Allah can take it away at any time. And Allah has shown so many times when He took away even the brains of a person. Accident happens or anything else, something goes wrong in the brain. And now you become a complete cabbage. You are nothing whatsoever. But Allah is that being that nothing can go wrong with Him. So He is the only being that has the right to be proud. And Allah says, pride is my shawl, is my cover. Anyone who tries and take it off, I see to that person. I would sort him out. So therefore, we should have no pride whatsoever on anything. Subhanallah, amma yushrikun. Paak hai Allah, unke sharik batlane se. Allah is completely pure of all the things that are associated to Allah. People who make shirk, who ascribe partners to Allah, even me, myself, all of us, we should think that I am absolutely nothing. Allah is the only one, the only doer. I am not the feeder of my family. My Allah feeds me and feeds my family. I am not the doctor who gives cure. Allah is the one who cures me and cures my patients also. Everything, we must not have any sharik with Allah Ta'ala. That He alone, this is Tawheed in its completeness. And may Allah bless us with this Tawheed in its fullness. And that we go in the Qabr, and when we ask, Mar Rabbuka, at that time we can answer clearly that Allah, You are our Rabb. You are the one who did everything. So for this to come into us, we should read this regularly, talk about it, make zikr about it. Then inshallah, slowly, slowly it will come into us. وآخر دعوانا